Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Uplifted Nutrition Radio. I am beyond excited today because I have Zulia Frost here, who is with Recharge Health and Flex Beam, which is a brand new, oh my gosh, incredible belt for red light. But I'm very excited to have her on today because there is so much science and so many benefits to red light therapy that I personally benefited from. I'm so stoked that this can be put out to the masses and heard, and people can also feel those results as well. So Zulia, thank you so much, Dr. Zulia, for coming on my podcast and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with me today.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. That is so exciting because I have the opportunity to speak to our customers, to our real people who are going to use red light therapy, and they're going to find all the benefits of that for them to do to manage their health.
Now, I know a lot of my listeners have heard about red light therapy. They're like, I don't even know what this even is. But before we dive into that, I want to briefly go over, you know, who I am, what I do. That way, the people that are listening that might not be used to my podcast or might not know about me, that way they can get kind of like an insight of who this girl is. So you guys, my name is Lacey Dunn. I am a functional medicine dietitian and certified personal trainer out of Jacksonville, Florida. I have been put through the weeds myself with hypothyroidism induced by, you know, chronic stress and chronic anxiety from doing my master's degree in bodybuilding at the same time, aka I shot myself in the foot. I think a lot of you guys can definitely, you know, feel with that, resonate with that. And I also had a large struggle back in 2020 with COVID, with mold toxicity, candida, H. pylori, SIBO, you name it, leaky gut. So went through my own really bad health issues with hypothyroidism, gaining a lot of weight, and then coming back to bodybuilding from there, and then losing 20 plus pounds, looking like an emancipated cancer patient in 2020, losing all my health, and then getting back to where I am today, healthy, happy, and thriving. So I have been put through the weeds of my own health, and that's why I am so passionate about helping others be able to go from just simply surviving day to day to truly thriving and being able to be in control of their own body, metabolism, and their health again. So that's a brief kind of like overview on who I am. I am very, very excited to talk about red light, but if anybody does not know about my book, just, you know, a little shameless plug, I am the author to The Women's Guide to Hormonal Harmony. So you can check that book out. It's got everything from gut health, nutrition, hormones, you name it. You will not read that book and not get an inkling of knowledge. So again, thank you guys for coming on. And now we're going to dive into red light therapy and the benefits behind that. So Dr. Zulia, we talk about red light and we have all these broad spectrum benefits of different lights, right? So we have green light, red light, blue light, all these different types of lights. The red light is very specific to a lot of benefits here. So can you tell my listeners the benefits behind red light therapy and why that is so special when we talk about these wave spectrums?
Well, first of all, Lacey, I'd like to tell them that what is red light? It's a light which is coming, literally mimicking the sunlight. And when you look at the spectrum of the sunlight, red light is over 40%. So it's that visible red light which we see as a red color, but also it includes a near-infrared light, which is not visible, but it's very close to the same spectrum. And it normally feels like a warmth in the body. And then, of course, you have the infrared light, medium spectrum and far infrared light, and people know it as something very warm when you go to infrared sauna, for example. So today I want to describe specifically or focus on red and near infrared light, which can collectively called red light therapy. And the benefits is that first of all, these wavelengths has been studied so many years, and they've proven to be healthy and effective for specifically targeting mitochondria. And for those who don't know mitochondria, this is an organelle in the cell which makes energy for the cell. So effectively, when we shine in red lights on the skin, the cells which receive that photonic stimulation are going to activate their energy production in every cell which has been illuminated. So that is direct benefit already we know as fatigue. For example, you mentioned COVID. How many people had the post-COVID or fatigue or just generally having fatigue, because the energy in the body is drained. And for example, in case of COVID, we know the virus hijacks immune cells and make them work really, really hard. And then they become flat, their batteries flat. So this is a way how you can recharge your cells. So this is the first benefit of red light. Among this is another very interesting benefit. When you shine that wavelengths of red and infrared lights, your cell reuptake oxygen much more readily. But in this process, it kind of kicks out nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is a very well-known substance which helps to vasodilate, or simplistically say, to open up blood flow. So if you're dealing with any kind of injury or any inflammation, it's typically characterized by poor blood supply. And if you want quick fix, then of course you need more blood coming there, because blood brings all essential nutrients to the cells, oxygen. So simplistically put, if you want to recover, you need presence of blood. And that is, again, red light therapy stimulates a flow of blood to the sites of the inflammation or injury. And there are many, many more associated benefits. So if you like, I can talk over each of them.
Oh my gosh, yes, let's definitely dive into that. I think the huge benefit, as we know, you guys, the mitochondria are the powerhouse of our cell, right? They're creating energy and ATP in our bodies. And if we don't have healthy mitochondria, we don't have a healthy metabolism, we can't detoxify, we can't build muscle. We need healthy mitochondria for every single cellular aspect of our body. So the fact that red light helps with inducing and energizing our mitochondria in itself tells us that there are extreme benefits to red light therapy. Now, I know there's a lot of different types of red light, so hopefully we can dive into that later. But yes, let's talk about all the different benefits of red light, because it is, I don't want to say magical, but almost really is magical for so many different issues.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, the recent research actually reveals that red light therapy stimulates production of melatonin. And again, many people associate melatonin as a tablet or hormone for sleep. Well, it's not just that. It's only tiny percentage. Like if you look the broad way on the body, it's only 5% of melatonin is being produced by your pineal gland in the brain. And it's typically associated with your circadian rhythm. So day and night fluctuation, hormones release fluctuation, which has tremendous benefit for the body. But beyond that, there is a 95% of melatonin is released by different cells in the body, and they released inside the cell. It's called subcellular melatonin, and that is now classed as a particularly most powerful antioxidant. You've been as a nutrition, Lacey, you know, we talk a lot about glutathione, the effectiveness of this as antioxidant and very useful substance for the body. Well, I tell you, the recent knowledge of red light therapy and melatonin is that it is produced to protect each cell from excessive oxidative stress. And how interesting that if you step back and understand that we as human, we evolve in nature, we evolve to learn how to harvest that energy from the sun in this particular spectrum and stay alive. And now, because our lifestyle pushes us to be in the buildings all the time and be exposed to artificial lighting, we're missing that magical infrared light, which stimulates production of subcellular melatonin. And that might be responsible for many diseases or many contribute to many diseases, including fatigue. And also, when you go outside in the nature, the infrared light bounce off the green light. So anything green, like trees, like your nature surrounded by green, you will be immersed in this infrared radiation. And maybe that's why you feel so good when you go up for a walk in the woods, and it just replenish that essential magical melatonin, subcellular melatonin, which protects each cell from excessive oxidative stress.
It's just incredible that what red light can do. And I know for me in particular, I absolutely have seen it be a game changer for whenever I get, you know, completely ruined in the gym. It helps to reduce inflammation, helps with pain relief, wound healing, recovery of your tissues and your tendons. So many benefits. And you mentioned the melatonin. I find that when my clients do it in the morning, they feel more energized. So it does help with energy production itself. And then when they do in the evening, it helps calm their nervous system, put them into a parasympathetic state, increase the melatonin, and can really help with sleep and recovery as well. So let's dive into the beauty, which actually really is beauty, of the other benefits of red light therapy. Could you mind telling them a little bit about the wound healing and the skin manifestations of health there?
Yes, that was actually next on my list to talk about.
I love it.
It's so fundamental. Listen, red light therapy has been used for wound healing, and it's probably the one of the first uses I personally experienced, because I was in a ski accident and I had an open wound. And being a student, I've been treated with the first photobiomodulation laser devices at the time, and it just showed healing without any scar. Like literally, you can't see it now. So why is it happening? Why? Because there is another very important attribute of red light therapy is to stimulate a collagen production and a very high quality collagen, which, you know, when you naturally heal the scar, you need to be creating a scar from fibrotic tissue, and it's very coarse, it's very hard. So when you replace it by a very elastic, beautiful, bouncy collagen, it makes the scar so much lighter. It makes the healing, the place is a lot faster, and replaced with collagen 3 by collagen 1 at a lot faster time. And along the same process, what is happening, it's under red light therapy, you have stimulation of production of the fibroblast, myoblast for muscles, for example. For the skin, you have fibroblasts, for example, which are stem cells, which are rebuilding the tissue. So overall, it has been used for wound healing, but also it's good for you to use just to maintain your beautifully looking nice skin when you shine red light. So generally speaking, you can apply it even to workout, because when you do workout, you have a micro tears in the tiny little bit of fibers of the muscles. And again, if you shine red light, then you reconstruct the tiny micro tears, and you reconstruct collagen there into much better quality with elastin, and have your results looking fantastic. And beyond that, of course, faster. You heal, your body goes healing a lot faster.
I truly have seen that for myself as well. I know I've had multiple shoulder injuries back in the past that I used red light for. I would go to like a big red light sauna, infrared red light sauna that I benefited from. And then I've hurt my back this past kind of a couple on and on this past month. And the fact that I had that flex beam, which is a belt of that red light that I could put on my back and concentrate it right there, has been such a game changer. And I'm so beyond thankful, because that has been very powerful to help increase my ability to heal. And then of course I know a lot of people are like, okay, like these red light masks, do they actually help with reducing fine lines and wrinkles and increasing collagen production? Do they actually help with getting rid of or reducing scars? Yes. Oh my God. I've literally experimented back and forth with myself and had my clients experiment too. And it simply works. There's like no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Red light can be so powerful for your skin health, wound healing, pain relief. I know people have struggled. I have a lot of clients that struggle with like fibromyalgia type of symptoms, which is basically an umbrella diagnosis for chronic pain. And a lot of people that have a lot of joint pain, muscle aches, secondary to maybe low cortisol or gut infections or mold toxicity. And yeah. they have seen that red light therapy has been so beneficial for their energy and reducing their pain levels and getting them back to feeling like their very best self faster. So I really want to make sure that we talk about the differences between the numbers on the flex beam and how those can be utilized in a helpful way. For those that do not know, the flex beam is a belt of red light, and they have different numbers on the belt that help you with picking out where do you, what number and what wavelength do you need to go for that red light for your situation. So do you mind diving into that for me and talking about what they should do if they get the flex beam or the best kind of wavelengths for themselves and their issues?
Yes, you're absolutely right. To start with, I must say, flex beam produces very targeted stimulation. So if you compare to other sorts of red light therapy devices, it's literally you can focus, you can this belt, you can just tie around the specific, let's say, the knee or shoulder or hand, or you can put it on the back. And part of the targeting, it's not just physically to tie around the joint, but it's actually has three programs. And this is three different levels of you targeting your treatment. You decide yourself, because if you want to target the skin level, you need to use program one, because it primarily has red lights. And these red lights, as we know from physics, it's readily absorbed at the level of the skin. It does not penetrate deep, because it's a visual red light. Then you have program two, which is a combination of red and infrared light. What it means? It means you're going to target the skin, but also deep inside the body. Typically, this you're going to be using for treating small joints, like hand joints or toes, some small areas in the body. And of course, you have number three program, which primarily is infrared light. It's very powerful, and it reaches at depth. So it goes through the body, through the actual physical flesh of the body, and reaches the target area. Let's say you're targeting the knee joint. So you need program three, because you need to get as deep as you can to stimulate the reparative processes. So this is three ways to target by using different programs. But also when you tie this belt around your knee, for example, then you have the beams going to come out from three different modules. So it's not, again, it's not just one flat surface. It's going to be sending energy very deep at the surface, and that guarantees the success of it. Like Lacey said, you can get fantastic relief from muscular aches. You can get a better circulation in this area. So the process speed up the whole healing process of the injury for you.
And I even forgot to mention, because we talk about increasing blood flow to the area, red light can be very powerful also for promoting hair growth and combating hair loss. Yeah. So I know a lot of people post-COVID dealt with a lot of post-COVID hair loss, and red light therapy can be very beneficial for that as well. And I know the flex beam, I know it's weird, but you can like kind of like put that over your head region, or you can kind of like lay back. The reason I know is just because I've done it, you guys. So you can kind of like lay back and put that on your scalp, on a pillow, and get that red light to kind of concentrate towards your scalp. But there are so many different benefits to red light therapy. And if you have not utilized it, I think is honestly one of the most powerful, quote unquote, functional medicine things that you can do to support your health and your vitality.
Yes, about the hair loss, you know, first of all, it's stress. It's actually stress from a severe infection, a viral infection that can cause the hair loss. So a local stimulation you could do, but you need to use program one only, because you need to target just the skin on the head. And number two, you know, it's all linked to the gut. So I always recommend people to put it on the stomach. Put it on the stomach. The best way to use it is to create like a cross. So you put right in the center of the stomach, where middle module shines over the navel. And then you put exactly there over the waistline, again on the front of the stomach. This is best positions, because It's cover very, very important points. It covers also the specific organs there. So you can stimulate your gut, because gut microbiome is light sensitive. So by stimulating the stomach, you know, gut brain, you can also support your brain activity.
You know, I haven't even thought about that, like using the red light around your stomach region. Do you find that that helps with like gas and bloating?
Yes, yes, totally. But for this, you need to do not just two positions. You maybe put it over the ascending bowel or descending bowel on the low, across the low abdomen area. So you can experiment. It depends what actually you have. But hey, there is no any side effects from it. There is no, you can't hurt yourself. All you're going to do just stimulates energy productions in the cells which have been affected. And through this also local blood supply, you can enhance your healing ability. So go for it. Do it.
That's freaking awesome. I'm totally going to do it, guys. I really am. I really enjoy using the 3 for my injuries. And I really feel like you feel the energy penetrating through your skin and into the tissues. It's completely fascinating.
Yeah. Because, you know, flex beam, I call it a beast because it's so powerful. It's literally, the reason that it's so powerful is that the light diodes is producing so much energy, and this energy is all dense. So the power density in flex beam, just literally outstanding. And this is guarantees the success of this particular technology, particular device, because it is able to deliver that energy deep inside. You know exactly what you mean, because I treat myself too, especially after, you know, running or twisting my ankle. It's really gives you like light relief, and you just feel so light afterwards.
Yeah, I have been so thankful and blessed that I've been able to try this, because it has been such a game changer for me, especially with my injuries. And the fact that it is, I hate saying like it's cheap, but if you look at all the alternatives, it is so freaking cheap. And I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, like how? So thank you guys for actually producing it in a way that people can afford it.
Well, you know, we could have put it on the market at the like $1,000, like other devices would be, but it was our conscious choice because we wanted people to access technology. Me as a founder of the company, with my colleagues, we just wanted to people to experience that, not segregate and separate and say this is only for elite people, chosen one. No, we want everybody to experience, everybody to benefit from it, because it's a new paradigm in healing. It's a new paradigm in self-support. And I think it's very important people learn about this method and try it.
Now, what essentially made you say, okay, I want to create this? What made you say, okay, I've got to make the flex beam?
Well, because I've been in this field of so-called energy medicine. I use a variety of devices in my clinic. And I always saw that if I see a patient, I see them, okay, for 1 hour, but it's maybe once a week. And I always felt that it's not enough. I really want them continue that to do homework at home. And I wanted to have a device which they could take home and use it. But of course, the obstacle, of course, always was the price, because any devices I've heard before, they were really, really highly priced. And so people just couldn't afford it. So in my absolute conscious mind, I thought, if I'm going to go and do it, we need to make it affordable for people. That's why you have to use it.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. And that really speaks to who you guys are as a company. And it makes me want to continue supporting you guys, because there's so many companies that say, okay, they're like, okay, we can charge this. So we are going to, like, I hate to throw Lululemon under the bus, but Lululemon knows, right? They have a cult following and they know they can upcharge because of who they are. So a lot of companies, and especially quote unquote functional medicine and health-based companies, they know that they can upcharge. So the fact that you guys don't do that is just speaks for itself. So thank you guys for that. And I hope that my listeners can also see and hear the passion that's coming from your voice and really understand there is so many benefits to red light therapy. And this is not just this is not just a, you know, woo-woo type of thing. It actually works.
Yeah, yes, totally. It's totally backed up by science. I read so many scientific papers. And, you know, they're growing exponentially. When I started 4 years ago, we have some thousands, maybe, papers. And now, if you put on Google Scholar, it's mm-hmm. over 3 million papers. That is how quickly the industry just explodes, expands. And I absolutely with you on this, Lacey, because another part of me was driving this device to produce this device is the fact that I've seen so many benefits from it. And I just really wanted people to try and experience. And, you know, the biggest killer nowadays is the stress. So you can use this, sit down, watch TV and just put it on your stomach. And it's like so comforting. It's like holding a baby. You know, it's like making this funny noise from these little fans. And it really calms you down. And we know it helps to produce melatonin. So people have much better quality of sleep. And therefore, you have more energy next day. So all around, I feel this is a great device to have in every home.
It's like a little hug. I feel like it's a little hug. And I'm like, ooh, I love hugs. This feels so good. And it's so beneficial. And if you guys, if anybody's like, okay, well, I want to know the science about it, I want you to put in Google photo biomodulation, the clinical applications of low level light therapy. And you're going to see this from Aesthetic Surgery Journal pop up. This is just one paper of so many different papers. So if you're a skeptic, there's research behind it, and just try it because you're going to feel a difference. So I'm very excited to continue talking about this, continue using it, and just thank you guys so much for allowing me to trial it, but also spread the knowledge and spread the information on this product.
Well, thank you for giving this opportunity to speak, because, you know, our audience, we're just so used to popping pills culture. And, mm-hmm. you know, there is another way you can handle your health. You can help yourself to stay in your best optimal shape, in your best optimal energy performance. So people need to know about this and they need to use it. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I think the key thing that I have to address before I let you go is a lot of people struggle being in fight or flight mode. They are constantly stressed. They're not taking care of themselves. And sometimes that's diet and nutrition, of course, not training, not even working out in general. But then some people, they just simply never relax and they never take a time to breathe and take care of themselves and have what I call sloth mode. And red light therapy, though it can't fix that, it does kind of help put the body into that parasympathetic state and help kind of reduce cortisol, causing that high stress, and keep the body back into a more homeostatic place. So just as a reminder, you guys, using red light therapy does not replace the fact that you're a chronic stressed out pigeon, but it can kind of like help you give a little 2% to force you into that parasympathetic rest and digest state to prevent the repercussions of the hypothyroidism, adrenal exhaustion, gut infections, leaky gut, all that happens being in that chronic stress state. So you guys, I'm so thankful again that you have been able to be on my podcast today, Dr. Zulia. Is there anything else that you want to tell my listeners?
I just want to say, guys, you need to understand, if you don't take control of your health yourself, there is nobody better healer than your own body. So just help yourself. And the FlexBeam is just another tool, but it's a good tool for you to maintain that wellness within yourself. So go and empower your body to heal itself. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I love that. You have to believe in your ability to heal too. You guys, if you do not believe in your ability to heal and you're like, okay, I'm always going to have this chronic pain, I'm always going to have gut issues, or every single time I eat this thing, I'm going to have a reaction. Guess what? You're going to have a reaction because you tell your body you're going to have a reaction and it's going to react. The mind-body connection is real. So thank you so much, Dr. Zulia. Again, you guys, I'm going to put the information link in the description below. And then I'll also put the journal link. That way, if anybody's a skeptic, you have that as well. But thank you so much again, Dr. Zulia. And I hope you have such a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lacey.